Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
All right, so we're about to start texting for Avery. Avery ended up in a very weird situation with her best friend and coworker.
Yeah, so there was a screw-up at the office. It was Avery's fault. A client was scheduled to come in, but they got scheduled on the wrong day. They came in a week early, and the company was not prepared for whatever pitch or whatever meeting this was with the client. Company lost out on a lot of money, and before Avery could take the blame, Avery's coworker, friend, colleague jumped in and said it was her fault, and they subsequently fired her. And she's been without a job for a week now. This has obviously been weighing on Avery's mind and heart, and she wants to come clean to the boss, take ownership and accountability for her mistake in the hopes that they will hire her friend and former coworker back.
Okay, so our suggestion to you, Avery, and we can do this any way you want. Our suggestion was, hey, let's go ahead. If we're going to text the boss and not do this face-to-face, if we're going to text the boss, let's just take responsibility for what happened and don't make any kind of suggestion on what he should do with your friend, hiring her back, keep her fired, nothing. You're just doing this strictly because it's the right thing to do. Are you cool with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, where are we going to go?
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
This should be a face-to-face conversation.
I just covered that.
I was almost wondering if we should go a step farther and make it a little bit more formal and do an email tutor. Most people don't text their bosses, do they? I know we do because we have a more casual work environment, but are most people like hitting them up?
That's a good point.
I go with a text.
Normally text your boss?
Yeah, we are on a group text, and I also, you know, text him individually.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion.
Oh, God.
It should be a phone call, so it's not in writing.
Yeah. Phone call tutor?
This is a phone tutor. We can't do that.
Three-way call tutor.
No. Let's all do a Zoom meeting. You do a Zoom with your boss, and then we will all join. And be like, hi, this is the Bert Show on behalf of Avery. She would like to tell you something, and we'll just be there in the background for moral support. I'll even change my picture to that little potato. You know, the little Zoom potato.
Can I be the hang in there, baby kitty?
Yes, exactly.
All right, we have established this is not the best way to do it.
Yeah, okay.
But we will do it anyway. So when you and your boss are texting each other, how do you normally text with them?
Hey, what did you call us again?
Sugar Bear.
No.
Sweet Pie.
Slooty Patootie.
Hey, Slooty Patootie.
Incantation, Slooty Patootie, I think is more formal.
In case you missed it, Bert was walking out of the studio. Cassie and I were left in here, and as the door's closing, he's like, see you later, Slooty Patooties.
It's a really cute way to call somebody a slut.
Yeah, it is. All right, Avery, we're back to you.
Okay, how would you normally just say hi to him in the morning? I think you can handle this one.
Good morning, Steve.
His name is Rob. Yeah, I guess I would just say, good morning, Rob. Then what do I say?
Okay. Do we say this has been weighing on me? Or do we say, I should have said something sooner? I know, but I need to come clean about something. Because I think you need to acknowledge the fact that you've been sitting on this for a week.
Can't you say both? Okay. That this has been weighing on me and I know I should have said something sooner,
yes.
But...
this has been weighing on me, and I know I should have said something sooner, but I need to come clean about something.
Okay.
That's a good tease.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna add?
And then watch him reply back, I've always felt the same way about you too. What?
So glad one of us finally said something. The sexual tension was unbearable.
I've been wanting to jump your bones for years.
On the bright side, he might let her keep her job. Yeah. That's how he really feels.
And then when he's obviously going to be intrigued and he's going to say, what's that? You say, I stole $750,000 from the company.
You don't put that in writing.
And then when he says, oh my God, that's outrageous, you're fired. You go, nah, that's not it at all.
I just screwed up that meeting.
Right. He's going to go, oh, everything's great. I'll hire your friend back.
Let's all go out to lunch today. To We're going to Hooters.
Everybody gets a promotion.
No, Avery, don't do that.
He wrote back. He says, good morning. What is the issue?
Oh, yeah, he got you a text back quick.
He's very, very, yeah, straight to the point.
Very Rob thing to say.
Throw a little joke in there. I robbed the company of an employee.
The issue is, and then I have these feelings for you that have been holding in for so long. The issue is, and then put your friend's name. The issue is, blank didn't screw up the meeting with blank client. I did.
Okay.
And then after that, put, I need to clear her name and take accountability for my actions. Again, I'm sorry I didn't say something sooner.
We can get together for a date if it makes you feel better, Rob.
And now is a good time to send him a nude.
No.
Send him a nude.
Just like a singular.
Okay, her job is on the line here.
I would never survive in corporate America.
Never.
How about just one area of skin?
Just one areola.
Putting together an entire body with each text.
That's my game. Is it a pepperoni or an areola?
Avery.
Hot dogs or legs?
Avery, I know a lot is on the line for you, but apparently not for us.
I was going to say, guys, like, he's waiting for my text back. Okay. I know I love the jokes, but I'm getting a little nervous.
Okay, I'm
sorry, Avery.
You're all good. Okay, please read back what you have.
It says, the issue is Sarah didn't screw up the meeting with Taylor. I did. I need to clear her name and take accountability for my actions. I'm sorry I didn't say something sooner.
And I think you also can put, and I'm also going to HR for your inappropriate actions towards me. That'll freak them out.
Oh, boy.
We both know what you did. We both know what you did. Dot, dot, dot.
Trying to make you feel better about losing your job with levity.
Thank you. It's nice to be able to laugh.
Is it?
Uh-oh. Oh, dots. I got dots.
Okay. Dots. Dots, dots, dots.
No, we need Darth Vader.
Dots,
dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots, dots.
Throw up. I'm so nervous. I just have no idea how he's going to take this. Ugh.
Badly is a good prediction.
That'd be my guess.
Abby's going with badly. Mo, what emotion or adjective are you going to throw out there?
Horribly came to mind.
Horribly? Yeah. Cassie?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Pissed, Bert?
I think it's going to be a plot twist. I think he puts their names on the company, gives them a promotion. Everybody makes more money.
An episode of Suits?
I think he's going to be so impressed with your honesty and for coming clean that he's going to give you a raise.
Yep.
Not only that. Integrity is lost today.
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
He resigns and then recommends you for his position. He's so impressed with you.
Oh my gosh, the dots stopped. Okay. He said, this is a disappointment. What are you hoping to accomplish with this confession?
I would be honest and say, I just want to clear co-worker's name and reputation.
How about, I want to clear, what was her name again, Sarah?
Yeah.
I want to clear Sarah's name and my conscience. I felt it was, but you deserve to know the truth.
Mm. Okay.
I would leave out my conscience part. Yeah. Even though it's true, it feels self-serving.
Got it.
I want to clear Sarah's name and reputation, and you deserve to know the truth.
There you go.
Okay. Got it.
And now you can send the boo pic.
pick a good one. pick your good side.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, I like my... This is so weird. I like my right one because it's smaller.
Really? I like my right one because it's bigger.
Really?
I like my right one because it's smaller, too.
Wait, should I hit send?
Yes.
Sorry. Not to the boat pick, though.
Where are their words?
Oh, bless your little heart.
My left one kind of sags, so it kind of looks like...
wait. It looks like what again?
It looks like...
I hate to break up the boob talk, you guys. Keep it back. Can I read it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What are you waiting on? We're just waiting on you.
I don't know. I'm just, okay. He said, good to know. This leaves me in a difficult spot.
Not my problem.
So
I just like, that's why you get paid the
big
bucks. Not my problem, boss. Have a good day.
All right, read back exactly what he said again.
He said, good to know. This leaves me in a difficult spot.
And I'm very sorry for putting you in that position.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a boob to make you feel better.
Here's my best boob. Here's my good boob. Here's my right boob. Do you guys have one testicle that's larger than the other?
One that hangs. All dudes, I think, have one that hangs down a little
bit.
Do
we really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
How would you know? How would you know that?
Do you not look in the mirror?
And my testicles?
Yeah. Well, they've been attached to you for 30-something years, bro.
I've never, like, put a mirror down in and inspected the area.
Well, either have I, but I mean, ask your lady. Yeah.
I'll ask her. I'm sure she
She's
knows.
Like, I'm not looking at them either.
What's funny is,
I know my husband's is, but I can't think off the top of my head which one it is. But
you
I know there's one that's a little like...
looked at yourself
like,
in the mirror naked and seeing, like, that one nard is hanging down
more than in my life.
Come on.
He's just very symmetrical.
I just never thought to do... I don't really look at myself naked.
Did you ever think when you took this job, this would be a line of questioning?
Hell no.
No. He goes, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I was like, would you have taken this job?
Yeah, I've never done it.
Hey, are you still with us?
I
wouldn't be.
He wrote back. He says, I'll have to discuss this with you this afternoon. Come see me.
Okay.
It's just right. I quit.
No, stop.
Right. Smile. You're on candid camera.
Impractical jokesters. They're shooting this right now.
Season 12.
Y'all couldn't do anything more current. Like, I don't know, Ashton Kutcher's going to show up at the office later today.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, so... Look, you opened up the door for him. I mean, I think he's handling it like a boss should. This should be a face-to-face.
Respond back and say, will do. That you're, okay. you just say, will do, that you will show up. You will come to his office
just
whenever.
No, respond back, no thanks.
Yeah. I decline.
Good.
Not interested.
Sorry, I'm busy. And don't be surprised if you walk into that room and there's HR with you there also, which means you're getting fired.
Well, he has to, I feel like. The boss has a decision. He's either going to just be like, all right, this... But if you're doing it to clear her name, that's where it's really difficult. Because now to clear your friend's name, he's got to tell HR and tell people, which means he's put in the position of probably going to have to let you go.
Okay, so do you think I should say, you know, when we're face-to-face, like, I basically try to say that she, you know, she jumped in and, like, offered up the information before I knew what she was doing. So that kind of clears my name, right? Like, I didn't... She just volunteered to take the blame.
I think at this point you're just 100% honest with him in that room. I just tell him exactly what happened. Let him make his boss decision. Your goal here was to be honest with him, so you have been that. Go in there, don't hold anything back, and then let him decide. I mean, you've already got the ball rolling, so you can't really... Clearly, it's the left ball and not the right ball. You've already got it rolling, so just be honest with him at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. When in doubt, just slash a boob. You'll be good.
Okay.
Okay.
Not if HR's in there.
Then let us know Monday how it went, okay? We'll call you back.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Hey, good luck today.
Good job. Proud of you for doing the right thing.
Thanks, everyone.
Keep your chin up and your boobs down.
Here, Bird Show.